Number 1. The upgrade of the Wellington Wastewater Treatment Facility will begin on Monday, July 30, 2018. The construction will take about 28 months and may lead to increased traffic along Baker Street due to work on and around it. Construction vehicles may also use this street to gain access to the main construction site. We sincerely apologize for any inconveniences that may be experienced. We will try to keep them to a minimum. This work is part of our continuous effort to maintain and improve the basic systems and services of our city. For any questions, please contact Ronald Brown at 022-807-4725.
Number 2. One night, I opened the door that led to the second floor, noting that the hallway light was off. I thought nothing of it, because I knew there was a light switch next to the stairs that I could turn on. What happened next was something that chilled my blood. When I put my foot down on the first step, I felt a movement under the stairs. My eyes were drawn to the darkness beneath them. Once I realized something strange was happening, my heart started beating fast. Suddenly, I saw a hand reach out from between the steps and grab my ankle. I let out a terrifying scream that could be heard all the way down the block, but nobody answered.
Number 3. Something comes over most people when they start writing. They write in a language different from the one they would use if they were talking to a friend. If, however, you want people to read and understand what you write, write it in spoken language. Written language is more complex, which makes it more work to read. It's also more formal and distant, which makes the readers lose attention. You don't need complex sentences to express ideas. Even when specialists in some complicated field express their ideas, they don't use sentences any more complex than they do when talking about what to have for lunch. If you simply manage to write in spoken language, you have a good start as a writer.
Number 4. The CEO of a large company stepped out of a big black limousine. As usual, he walked up the stairs to the main entrance. He was just about to step through the large glass doors when he heard a voice say, "I'm very sorry, sir, but I cannot let you in without ID." The security guard, who had worked for the company for many years, looked his boss straight in the eyes, showing no sign of emotion on his face. The CEO was speechless. He felt his pockets to no avail. He had probably left his ID at home. He took another look at the motionless security guard and scratched his chin, thinking. Then he turned on his heels and went back to his limousine. The security guard was left standing, not knowing that by this time tomorrow, he was going to be promoted to head of security.
Number 5. Human beings are driven by a natural desire to form and maintain relationship with others. From this perspective, people seek relationships to fill a fundamental need. This need is the basis of many emotions, actions, and decisions throughout life. Probably, the need to belong is a product of human beings' evolutionary history as a social species. human beings have long depended on the cooperation of others for the supply of food, protection from predators, and the learning of essential knowledge. Without the formation and maintenance of social bonds, early human beings probably would not have been able to cope with or adapt to their physical environments. Thus, seeking closeness and meaningful relationships has long been vital for human survival.
Number 6. Mammals tend to be less colorful than other animal groups, but zebras are strikingly dressed in black and white. What purpose do such high contrast patterns serve? The colors' roles aren't always obvious. The question of what zebras can gain from having stripes has puzzled scientists for more than a century. To try to solve this mystery, wildlife biologist Tim Caro spent more than a decade studying zebras in Tanzania. He ruled out theory after theory. Stripes don't keep them cool. Stripes don't confuse predators, before finding an answer. In 2013, he set up fly traps covered in zebra skin and, for comparison, others covered in antelope skin. He saw that flies seemed to avoid landing on the stripes. After more research, he concluded that stripes can literally save zebras from disease-carrying insects.
Number 7. 2016 Summer Olympic Medal Count. The above graph shows the number of medals won by the top 5 countries during the 2016 Summer Olympic Games. Based on the medal count of the International Olympic Committee, of the 5 countries, the United States won the most medals in total, about 120. Great Britain won more gold medals than China did. China, Russia, and Germany won fewer than 20 silver medals each. The number of bronze medals won by the United States was less than twice that of Germany. Each of the top 5 countries won more than 40 medals in total.
Number 8. Milton Summer Dance Camp, 2018. Milton Dance Studio is pleased to offer your kids the opportunity to learn dancing during the summer. Have your child join us for some exciting dancing programs. Classic ballet program for 3 to 11-year-olds. Jazz dance program for kids aged 12 and older. Dates, time, and cost. Dates, July 23rd to 26th, 2018. Time, 13:30 to 17:30. Cost, $80 per kid. Notices. Each class is limited to 10 kids. Booking is required at least 10 days in advance. If you want more information, visit our website at www.miltondance.com.
Number 9. Plastic degrades extremely slowly and tends to float, which allows it to travel in ocean currents for thousands of miles. Most plastics break down into smaller and smaller pieces when exposed to ultraviolet light, forming microplastics. These microplastics are very difficult to measure once they are small enough to pass through the nets typically used to collect them. It is still poorly understood what impact they have on the marine environment and food webs. These tiny particles are known to be eaten by various animals and to get into the food chain. Because most of the plastic particles in the ocean are so small, there is no practical way to clean up the ocean. One would have to filter enormous amounts of water to collect a relatively small amount of plastic.
Number 10. One outcome of motivation is behavior that takes considerable effort. For example, if you are motivated to buy a good car, you will research vehicles online, look at ads, visit dealerships, and so on. Likewise, if you are motivated to lose weight, you will buy low-fat foods, eat smaller portions, and exercise. Motivation not only drives the final behaviors that bring a goal closer, but also creates willingness to expend time and energy on preparatory behaviors. Thus, someone motivated to buy a new smartphone may earn extra money for it, drive through a storm to reach the store, and then wait in line to buy it.
Number 11. There is good evidence that in natural development, perception starts with recognizing outstanding structural features. For example, two boxes were given to 2-year-old children and chimpanzees. One of the boxes has a triangle of a particular size and shape. They soon learned that the one with a triangle always had attractive food. They applied what they learned to triangles with different appearances. The triangles were made smaller or larger or turned upside down. An outlined triangle was switched to a solid one. These changes did not seem to interfere with recognition. Similar results were obtained with rats. Carl Lashley, a psychologist, has claimed that simple transpositions of this type are universal in all animals, including humans.
Number 12. I have seen many companies rush their products or services to market too quickly. There are many reasons for taking such an action, including the need to recover costs or meet deadlines. The problem with moving too quickly, however, is that it has a harmful impact on the creative process. Great ideas, like great wines, need proper aging, time to bring out their full flavor and quality. As a result, many companies are hiring employees regardless of their age, education, and social background. Rushing the creative process can lead to results that are below the standard of excellence that could have been achieved with additional time.
Number 13. Trade will not occur unless both parties want what the other party has to offer. A. However, if the farmer is enterprising and utilizes his network of village friends, he might discover that the baker is in need of some new cast iron trivets for cooling his bread. And it just so happens that the blacksmith needs a new lamb's wool sweater. This is referred to as the double coincidence of wants. Suppose a farmer wants to trade eggs with a baker for a loaf of bread. If the baker has no need or desire for eggs, then the farmer is out of luck and does not get any bread. Upon further investigation, the farmer discovers that the weaver has been wanting an omelet for the past week. The farmer will then trade the eggs for the sweater for the trivets, and the trivets for his fresh-baked loaf of bread.
Number 14. Dinosaurs, however, did once live. When I was very young, I had a difficulty telling the difference between dinosaurs and dragons. But there is a significant difference between them. Dragons appear in Greek myths, legends about England's King Arthur, Chinese New Year parades, and in many tales throughout human history. But even if they feature in stories created today, they have always been the products of the human imagination and never existed. They walked the earth for a very long time, even if human beings never saw them. They existed around 200 million years ago, and we know about them because their bones have been preserved as fossils.
Number 15. According to an Australian study, a person's confidence in the kitchen is linked to the kind of food that he or she tends to enjoy eating. Compared to the average person, those who are proud of the dishes they make are more likely to enjoy eating vegetarian food and health food. Moreover, this group is more likely than the average person to enjoy eating diverse kinds of food, from salads and seafood to hamburgers and hot chips. In contrast, people who say, "I would rather clean than make dishes," don't share this wide-ranging enthusiasm for food. They are less likely than the average person to enjoy different types of food. In general, they eat out less than the average person, except for when it comes to eating at fast food restaurants. In general, people who are confident in cooking are more likely to enjoy various foods than those who are not. Numbers 16 to 18. A. Kevin was in front of the mall, wiping off his car. He had just come from the car wash and was waiting for his wife. An old man, whom society would consider a beggar, was coming toward him from across the parking lot. From the looks of him, he seemed to have no home and no money. There are times when you feel generous, but there are other times when you just don't want to be bothered. B. Kevin also needed help. Maybe not for bus fare or a place to sleep, but he needed help. He opened his wallet, and Kevin gave him not only enough for bus fare, but enough to get a warm meal. No matter how much you have, no matter how much you have accomplished, you need help too. No matter how little you have, no matter how loaded you are with problems, even without money or a place to sleep, you can give help. C. This was one of those don't want to be bothered times. I hope the old man doesn't ask me for any money, Kevin thought. He didn't. He came and sat on the bench in front of the bus stop, but he didn't look like he could have enough money to even ride the bus. After a few minutes, he spoke. "That's a very pretty car," he said. He was ragged, but he had an air of dignity around him. Kevin said, "Thanks," and continued wiping off his car. He sat there quietly as Kevin worked. The expected request for money never came. As the silence between them widened, Kevin asked, "Do you need any help?" He answered in three simple but profound words that Kevin shall never forget. "Don't we all?" Kevin was feeling successful and important until those three words hit him. "Don't we all?"